Good morning, Boker Tov. Help yourself to coffee and donuts. I want to thank our sponsors for this year's 10 Minutes of Meaning series, sponsored by Chani Alan Grunstein, in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, who's neshama should have an aliyah. We've been learning the seventh chapter, Mesilas Yesharim, the Midah of Zrizus, the quality, the character trait of alacrity, living with zeal, not allowing our lives to be defined as chametz, inflated, arrogant, ego, slow, procrastinating, but rather identifying who we want to be, who we can be, the best version of ourselves, setting goals and developing resolutions to achieve them, plans to pursue them and to achieve them. Even though the default for most people, the Yetzirah, the internal struggle or battle we all face, the default is laziness. I'll do it later. I'll get to it. It'll happen eventually. But the Mesilas Yesharim says part of the path of perfection, if we want to achieve the most in our lives, if we want our days to be the fullest they can be, then we need to live lives of zrizus, of alacrity, of zeal, of enthusiasm, to be energized with each and everything that we do, with each and every opportunity, not to push it off. So says the Ramchal, V'yomer li'olam yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah shebizchar layla echad shekdima bachir l'tzira, zachsa v'kadma arbedoros v'yisrael l'malchus. The Gemara Baba Kama tells us a person should always yaktim adam l'dvar mitzvah. Don't wait. Don't fall behind. Don't wait in line. Try to push yourself forward, not in a rude way, but a person should always try to pursue the opportunity to do a mitzvah immediately, because in the case of the daughters of Lot, where the older one was quicker than the younger, she was rewarded with four generations of royalty. It's an unusual example to bring of alacrity to do a mitzvah. But nonetheless, leave out the specifics of the example. The point is, when a mitzvah presents, someone could bring a meal to someone, give someone a ride, an opportunity to give tzedakah, make a phone call, bikur cholim, set someone up with a job, a sitter drops. You always watch. There's two types of people if a sitter drops in shul. There's the one who instinctively, intuitively jumps to pick it up, and there's the one who watches to make sure he doesn't need to be the one to pick it up, someone else jumped. There's two types of people. There's walk by garbage. There's the one who can't walk by garbage in a public place, so they bend down, pick it up. They don't look around to make sure that the cameras are on. They don't look around to make sure people will notice, so they'll say nice things about. They just instinctively, that's what they do. And there's the other person who waits and buys time to make sure someone else will do it. They won't have to. So Ramchal says, be the type of person who jumps instinctively, intuitively. There's an opportunity. Chalila, the sitter falls. There's garbage to be picked up. A more noble deed or mitzvah, don't wait in line, jump and do it. V'yomer zrizim makdim le mitzvos. And of course, this is the principle that we learn. Avram Avinu saddled his donkey and many other examples, that we have a core principle, zrizim makdim le mitzvos. Now you'll say, I have to shkia, I have till sunset to do a bris. Why do I have to do it first thing in the morning? Why do I have to wake up early? Why do I have to start my day? It's the same mitzvah, whether I do it early in the morning. The parameters of the mitzvah, the criteria of the mitzvah are, I have to get it done by sunset. So why do I have to get up so early to be able to do it? And the answer is, it says everything about us, the attitude that we bring. We're in a relationship. It's not just about a check mark. It's not just about getting it done. But are we excited? Are we eager? Are we running to do it? What's our character like, our personality like? Do we jump and run to do the right things or only the wrong things when they're presented to us? Is lamdus not for now? Is reason makdim la mitzvos ol chakira? Is that a part of the same mitzvah or is it another mitzvah? So, for example, that which we say zrizim makdim la mitzvos, we do a bris milah first thing in the morning. Let's say the preparations of the bris, if you do them even before the time that you're eligible to do the bris, did you fulfill the mitzvah of zrizim makdim, or does zrizim makdim only begin from the time that you could have done the bris? It depends whether zrizim makdim, doing the mitzvah with zeal, is part of the mitzvah or is a secondary complementary mitzvah. But either way, it's about the attitude. If we ask our children to do something for us and then we watch them continue to sit on the couch and play on their phone or a video game or read the book or talk to their friend, you say, one second, didn't I just say that? They say, Abba, I'll get it done by the end of today. You need it done by the end of today. What's the difference? So the attitude that they bring to that ask says everything, not just about the particular action item, but about the relationship that goes with it. Normally on Shabbos, we're supposed to walk benachas. The rest of the week we're running, hustle, bustle, moving, going. Shabbos is benachas. Serenity, tranquility. Shabbos we reset ourselves and we learn how to slow down again. Says the Gemara, the exception is the Dvar Mitzvah. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah on Shabbos, running to do the mitzvah. The attitude you bring, the excitement, the energy supersedes moving slowly on Shabbos.
The last pasuk in the Shisha Yom of Mondays, Bezrizus, Ki'ilin Ulimasa.
Al Mus, don't read as the word Al Mus, but rather he'll guide us. Hu Yinahagenu Al Mus. Read it as Alumesa, which means with alacrity, with zeal, kamada'at amra besoch alamos tofefos, that hu yinahagenu, Hashem leads us. We said last week from the Shla Kadosh, v'chai behem, v'chai, what does it mean to be awake is to be energized. If you're lazy and you put things off and you never achieve your goals and they just remain out there, then you're dead even while you're alive. But if you have very little energy, but you do use it, and you harness it, and you channel it to accomplish, to achieve, to move, to go, to do, then v'chai behem, that is the very definition of what it means to be alive. The determining factor of whether we're alive or not is the attitude that we bring to what we're doing. Excitement, energized, do we have goals, do we pursue them, do we make them happen? There's an enormous amount you could fulfill in your day. We're in the midst of recognizing the horrific loss of our beloved friend, the pillar of our community, Baruch Tzvi ben Reuven Nassen. And one of the things that's been said about him so much already in the short time since his neshama left us is just how full his days were. Run, 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 do, do, do. He packed more into a day than most people do a week or a month. And he set the standard very high, very, very high. But also, as Machayev obligates us to realize that if we, he was a big planner, big organized. And if we, before we go to sleep every night, the next day have our day scheduled and organized and planned, and we run with zrizus, with alacrity and zeal, then the sky's the limit of what we can achieve. All the things that we claim we can't balance. I can't learn and exercise and excel at my profession and spend time with each of my children and serve on multiple committees and boards. Most of us do one of those things and then say, because of the one, I can't do the rest. I'm excused. I want to, I wish to, I like to, someday I will, but we think we're excused. But there are people that we come across in life who find that way to balance it all, and it's because they excel at that midah of zrizus. They have the ability to plan, to program their day, and it's not enough, because how many of us, but night before we go to sleep, we look at our calendar the next day, and we have this wish list of the things we're going to do. But it remains exactly that, a wish list, because then we started wasting time on this, and we met that one, and we started surfing this, and we started, if it was zrizus, if we understand our goals and we develop resolutions how to achieve them, and we are so driven to be able to accomplish everything we set out to do, and we do it with zrizus, with alacrity and zeal, then the sky is the limit of what we can accomplish. Because none of us know how long we have. As Chazal tells us, the Mishnah tells us, you can't say, "Kshefna eshna," when I get time, I'll take up the daf, I'll finish shas at some point later, when I retire, that's when I'm going to do it. None of us know. We should all be zocha for arichas yamim and shanim, but none of us know. So we have no choice but to fill each day as full as we can in order to have no regrets, in order to achieve the goals that we claim to have. Zrizus imida shlemas gadol. Finish momentarily. Because zrizus is virtue of immense perfection. Mida shlemas gadol. You cannot be shalem. You're not whole. More than just the word shalem comes from the word whole, but also as the word shalom means at peace. You can't be at peace with yourself if you're not living with zrizus. Because there's a disconnect, there's a dissonance. On the one hand, I have all these things I claim I want to do. And on the other hand, the end of the day, I binge watch Netflix. I watched 7 football games in a row on a Sunday. I sat around when I was supposed to move on to the next thing I was supposed to get done. And so there's this dissonance, a disconnect between what we want to do, what we claim we want to do, what we know we should do, what we know will bring the best out of us, and what we do. If we want to feel shalom, if you want to feel tranquility, the serenity, the satisfaction, the fulfillment of our actions and deeds matching our wishes and dreams, then we need to improve. We need to improve and acquire this character trait of zrizus, shlemas gadol, asher tivo shel ha'adam mona mimenu ata. Because the truth is, for all of us, even our dear friend Brian, for everybody, we're born and we're in the red. We're fighting an uphill battle. Nobody's born jumping out of the womb and living with zrizus from day one. The default within us, the status quo within all of us, naturally, is the opposite. It's to be lazy. It's to sit and not want to get up. It's to let someone else do it and not have to do it ourselves.
So therefore, it's not that we start at neutral. We don't start at parav, and we have to acquire enthusiasm, energy, zrizus. We're actually starting. We're starting at a loss. We have to work our way. Person who's able to acquire it in this world, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards us with be'emes, in truth. In truth, Kadosh Baruch Hu presents it as a reward in return for our favor in this world. There's an incredible, incredible a payday, a payoff. If we don't only have dreams and aspirations, if we don't only set goals, which is a first step, is noble, is important, but we also develop the character within us, the attitude, the personality, to be able to pursue them, to make them happen, to fill our days to the fullest. If we acquire Zrizus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates the Almighty. He pays us off by enabling us and empowering us to achieve the unimaginable, to be able to accomplish things that in the natural order we shouldn't be able to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays us off in this world and in the next for the attitude, for the character trait that we acquire. Have a good day.